Poland has introduced temporary controls on its border with Germany and Lithuania in an effort, they say, to reduce immigration. We consider the temporary reintroduction of controls necessary to reduce the uncontrolled flows of migrants across the Polish-German border to a minimum, is what Prime Minister Donald Tusk told his cabinet when introducing the new rules. He's previously said that Germany has done little to help with their shared border, saying excessive pressure has been placed on Poland. Alex Sterbeck is Professor of Politics at the University of Sussex and is with us now. Alex, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
Tell us more about these new border controls. Why and why now?
The reason that these have been introduced now is because the government has come under pressure from people living in the borders who fear that Germany has been pushing back irregular migrants back over the Polish border. The Germany has been having border controls over the Polish border for some months now, and there's a widespread feeling that Germany is actually pushing back illegal migrants back into Poland. The Polish government's been very reluctant to do anything about this. It's been worried it would be disruptive of cross-border traffic, people who have to work or tourists. It also wants to maintain good relations with the German government. But this has developed into a major issue over the last few days in Poland, particularly because you've had informal what's called civic border controls. This is citizens living in those border towns who've actually started to do the job of, as they see it, of the border guards and start pushing back people themselves.
So will everybody be subject to border checks?
Yes, that's right. I mean, starting from Monday, people coming from Germany into Poland will be subject to border checks. They've also incidentally introduced border checks on the Polish-Lithuanian border, and those also come into effect on Monday, the 7th of July. That's about concerns about the about people coming over from Russia and Belarus, people who've been brought over from Africa and the Middle East. Poland introduced tough border controls there a few months ago, including suspending asylum applications. But there's concerns now that those people are getting through over the less well-guarded Lithuanian border. And, of course, many of those people then go straight over to Germany and then get sent back to Poland.
These new border controls between Poland and Germany and between Poland and Lithuania, they're not the only countries across the EU to have introduced more border controls and passport checks. What does all this mean for the EU's freedom of movement, Alex?
Well, I mean, it is allowed within the so-called Schengen rules to introduce temporary border controls to deal with the crisis. And as we saw during the COVID pandemic, for example, there was a temporary introduction of border controls to stop the spread of contagion. The thing is that in Germany, I mean, these temporary controls have been going on for months now. And I think what's happening is that concerns that people who come into the EU are seeking asylum or simply coming over as economic migrants are just heading straight for the countries where they think that they can get the best jobs, the best welfare systems, countries like Germany. And I think those countries are effectively starting to introduce their own de facto border controls. And as I say, you know, they can do this temporarily within the Schengen rules, but they're temporary rules that are in place for a long time and are just being renewed over and over again. So effectively, you're seeing the sort of slow but steady dismantling of an informal dismantling of the Schengen area.
But in terms of their effect on immigration, do they have any difference? Do they make any difference?
Well, there's lots of arguments about this. I mean, the argument the government has used up until now is that, you know, you're talking about very, very small numbers of people simply being coming back over the border into Poland. Germany, in fact, denies that it's doing any pushbacks. It says these are all people who should be processed in Poland. The perception, though, is that this is much, much greater. I mean, there's a feeling that, you know, we're talking about thousands of people who have tried to cross over to Germany and have been pushed back. And there's absolutely no doubt that, you know, it's developed into a very major political issue. That migration is an extremely sensitive issue in Poland and across Europe. And I think this is what we're seeing. I think that's why the new German government, for example, has adopted a much, much tougher approach. It's in response to these kind of concerns.
Alex Sterbeck, Professor of Politics at the University of Sussex. Thank you for speaking with us.